Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hello, friend. Welcome back to Adrenaline on Realm. I am your host, Neil Heligers, and I have been floating out in the ether while you have been listening to the signal, while we have been listening to the signal. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed it. I don't know when exactly in time and space you're listening to this, but right where I am right now, the overlap between what's happening in here, especially in the last episode, talking about UFOs or UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena, as the kids are calling it nowadays, is pretty fantastic, and the show is pretty fantastic. Really well acted, great sound design, and this is the final episode. So all of the Cold War-ness meets the X-Files meets They Live have all come together. It comes down to Swan, Becky, Timmy, and Phillips racing to Lebanon, Kansas to find the source, finally, of the mysterious signal. This is the last leg of this journey. However, if you like the signal, and I know you did, I strongly suspect that you are going to be very into our next show. It's called Greetings from Salted Sea. It's a psychological thriller, and it takes place in the dying California town of, you guessed it, Salton Sea, which is full of oddball inhabitants hiding terrible secrets. Great stuff. But moreover, it is written by Cassandra Wells, writer of Outliers and, of course, The Signal, and is directed by Charlie Brandazzo, director and sound designer of The Signal. And also, by the way, as fate would have it, Cassandra Wells is also the writer behind the shows Crooked River and Green Man, out now on the Realm Network. So let's get down to it. And just so you know, for more shows like this, please do follow Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on realm.fm. My name is Neil Heligers. I am your very grateful host, and please enjoy the final episode of The Signal.
Russian ballet dancer Rudolf Nureyev, a principal member of the Soviet Union's Kirov Ballet, slipped his minders in the Le Bourget airport in Paris and defected to the West.
Amidst escalating tensions in the region, President Kennedy has sent helicopters and 400 Green Berets to South Vietnam to contain the Viet Cong.
In what is being called the Bay of Pigs invasion, 1,300 Cuban exiles, backed by the U.S. government, invaded the island nation of Cuba in an attempt to overthrow the government of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro.
The Soviets have exploded a 58-megaton bomb dubbed Tsar Bomba, said to have a force equivalent to more than 50 million tons of TNT, which is more than all the explosives used in World War II.
Celebrated writer Ernest Hemingway was found dead of a shotgun wound to the head in his home in Ketchum, Idaho.
2-0-0-1-5 2 0 0 1 5 2 0 0 1 5
We're in 10 miles of Lebanon now, sir.
We've made excellent time. Good driving, Phillips.
It's a miracle we made it at all, seeing as we nearly broke an axle back there, falling out of the sky and all.
But we didn't.
Are we ever going to talk about what happened last night, Mr. Swan?
No.
Are you at least going to tell us?
No.
Leave it be, miss. Please. Please.
Fine.
Ready, young man?
Yes, sir.
Roll down your window, Phillips. Go ahead and stick your head out of the window, Timothy.
My brother's not a dog.
I'm not asking him to sniff the air like a bloodhound. Do you hear it?
I don't know. Yes, I think I do. I hear it. That way. Go that way.
To the right?
Toward that big water tower. See it?
I do.
Ah, it's too loud. Ow,
Here, put this over your ears and don't take them off until I tell you to.
What are those? Earmuffs?
Passive hearing protectors. They're a prototype from the Air Force Research Laboratory with an active noise control design. Pull over near the mailbox, Phillips.
Yes, sir.
Now what?
Three of you, wait in the car.
So we're just supposed to sit here?
That's how Mr. Swan prefers it. He likes to talk to people on his own. You know, in case he needs to kill them.
That's not funny, Bobby.
There's a pond.
I see it.
There's ducks. Can I go visit the ducks, Becky? Please?
Mr. Swan said to stay in the car, Timmy.
Here, I got some old packs of crackers in the glove box. Ducks like crackers. Maybe your sister will let you feed them.
Can I, Becky? Can I?
We can see him from here. We'll keep an eye on him.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. But don't you dare get your trousers wet. And don't take off those earmuffs. He's just a little boy. It's not fair.
He's a good kid.
What chance does he have at a normal life?
With you in his corner, miss, he's got the best chance there is. You glad to be back home?
This isn't my home.
I don't mean this farm. I mean here in Kansas.
It's not my home anymore.
You're not going back to your uncle's farm?
He betrayed us once. He'll do it again.
Where will you go, Becky?
I don't know. I don't yet know.
Do you know the folks who own this farm? Says Michael's on the mailbox. See?
No, I don't think so. We didn't live out this way. My uncle's farm is to the east of there, a good 5 miles.
What kind of crops do your folks grow?
Nothing so exotic as oranges, if that's what you're asking. Just plain old yellow corn. If you don't mind, Bobby, I'm not interested in small talk right now, okay?
Okay, sure. Okay.
Are you Mr. Michaels?
That I am.
And who might you be?
An autumn frost is in the air today.
I can feel the coming of winter in my bones.
My name is Swan.
The agency sent you? This is supposed to be an off-book operation. Classified, top secret, highest priority.
I've got the highest level of security clearance. They didn't send me specifically. I'm doing fail-safe security reconnaissance.
The site is secure, sir. The radio tower is hidden in the water tower structure. Nobody around here is none the wiser. That's real wheat growing in those wheat fields. A working farm in the middle of farm country. Nowhere is the best cover there is.
The signal has to be maintained 24 hours a day, without fail.
I am well aware of that. I have a family. I know what the stakes are. Is that your family you've brought with you?
No.
The location of this site is one of the most closely guarded secrets in the entire country. If word got
out... Your cover is secure. I'll neutralize the people who are with me after I leave. You have nothing to worry about. Here, I've brought you this.
A stick and a rock?
They're both seismic intruder detection devices.
Ah, I've heard about these. New tech. Never seen one, though.
They can sense movement from up to 300 meters away.
I'll set them up at the base of the tower. But I do have a lot of other safety measures in place, rest assured.
I don't doubt it. Keep up the good work, Michaels.
Guardians never sleep.
They do not. They certainly do not. Good day, Michaels.
Take care, Swan.
Mr. Swan! Mr. Swan! Come see the ducks!
Can you hear me?
If you talk loud, yes, sir. Are swans like ducks?
They're both waterfowl with feathers. But beyond that, no.
I saw you.
You saw me?
In your true skin. when you were looking up at the spaceship. Maybe you were mad. I don't know. But I saw you.
And what did I look like, Timothy?
Don't worry, sir. I won't tell nobody, especially not Miss Nosy Parker Becky. It's just between us. I promise. I cross my heart and hope to die.
You should never hope to die.
It might come true.
Only if I tell, sir. And I won't.
What is my true skin?
Like a ball, but glowing. You're floating right in the middle of the air. All around you, lots and lots of colors. More colors than a rainbow. It was right beautiful. Like one of those colored glass windows in a big church.
And you actually saw this?
Yes, sir, and I'm glad of it. Because we're friends. Right? Right, sir? Sir?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
An autumn frost is in the air today.
Let's skip the banal formalities, Rosemary, now that our cards are on the table.
I wasn't aware we were engaged in a game of cards, Mr. Swan. Bridge, perhaps?
More like three-dimensional chess.
Fine. Let's drop all pretenses. Why not? Let's live dangerously, shall we?
We've both been doing that for decades.
True. clearly. You received my message.
No other number station features Pop Goes the Weasel. No self-respecting spy would choose that absurd nursery rhyme. Every night when I go out, the monkey's on the table. Take a stick and knock it off.
Pop goes the weasel. Who knows what it means? Who even cares? Rather a jaunty little tune, if I do say. Reminds me of the drinking songs we sang in the pubs during the war. Oh, those bygone glory days.
There's nothing glorious about war. Using the zip code of this park as the number sequence was rather on the nose, don't you think? I didn't even need to crack open the code book.
It worked. Here you are.
You sent a spacecraft after the boy.
You used the boy to spy on me in my tawdry little motel love nest.
Not to spy on you, to unmask you. I wanted to be certain you are what I've always suspected you are, and you are. You weren't hard to track to that motel. Getting sloppy in your dotage? Or just besotted with your latest Earthling paramour? But Colonel Sobeck of all people. Really? That's who you chose to turn?
A perk of seniority. Or senility.
The boy saw through your camouflage. He called you an insect people.
Not flattering in a humanoid context, but not wrong.
That makes you a double agent.
Oh, no. My pedigree is much more complicated than that. Triple agent, at the very least. Quadruple? I've lost count. MI6, CIA, the inhabitants of a hospitable planet orbiting Proxima Centauri. You needn't know which.
Planet of the insect people.
Don't hurl that at me like a slur, Swan. We have simply created altars and facsimiles that are acceptable to humans as earthbound life forms. As you've done as well. And it suits you. Oh, your debonair persona you wear like a tailored suit. A little too Ashley Wilkes for my taste. I prefer Rhett Butler. But be that as it may. But you shouldn't be the one to deign to put on airs. You're a double agent or triple agent as well, seeing as you're with the Americans and the Russians.
I'm on the side of detente, whatever side that may be at the moment.
Our respective planets have the same goal.
We do not. Your species intend to colonize this planet.
Not right away. We're just keeping our hand in so our options are open. An abundance of nuclear fallout might put an end to our plans. But we can wait.
You still seek to make the Earth your own.
And your species does not. You're just observers.
We're not colonizers.
Oh, please. You've got all the way from the constellation of Cygnus to study humans, to look out for their best interests. Very altruistic of you. 1,400 light years, 8.2 quadrillion miles. At the speed Earthlings can currently travel, if they left today in one of their pathetic little rockets, they would show up on your doorstep in about 187 million years. They are no threat to you. You're subjecting yourself to an eternity of unrelenting loneliness for what? For nothing? Oh no, I don't buy your explanation, Swan. You must have a damn good reason to be here.
I do. I was sent here to keep this planet and all its inhabitants safe from the machinations of their own kind. That's what I'm doing here. I obey orders from above. Information is currency. I traffic in information. I act as I see fit under exigent circumstances. My mission is not complicated. You gather information like a squirrel gathers nuts yourself.
And so, you have sacrificed your life, which should have been spent snug in the bosom of your family, for the sake of information gathering on an obscure planet in a remote galaxy. Oh, how martyr-like. How tragic. We should join forces, Swan.
We both work for the CIA, Rosemary. Our voices are joined at the hip.
I mean, in our true guises.
No. But I will admit it serves both our interests to be circumspect.
And to that end, I sent a crew to collect the debris from the spacecraft you destroyed. My so-called UFO. That was rather aggressive of you, don't you think? Shooting it out of the sky like a clay pigeon. We only wanted to examine the boy.
Would you have returned the boy when you were done?
To be honest, doubtful. I find it much easier to dispose of biological material as an abundance of caution.
The boy could see me too.
In your true form?
Yes.
And you didn't see that as problematical?
I did. So I disposed of him, along with his sister. I shot them both with my Walther P-38 and buried them in a fallow farm field in Indiana.
Deep, I hope.
15 feet down. I used a backhoe. And I burned their bodies first. I collected their teeth from the ashes and tossed them in a river miles away. They will never be identified. The boy and his sister were both orphans. Nobody will look for them. Just a couple more people on a list of those who vanish each year. Possible UFO abductees.
And Phillips?
He'd become attached to the pair. He's in the same ditch, burned to cinders, minus his teeth.
You always have been the most ruthless of us all, Swan.
Phillips left me no choice. I couldn't salvage him. Humans can be very sentimental.
Yes, to their detriment. This does leave me in a bit of a pickle with main justice.
I'm sure you'll find a way to disappear Phillips from our roster. You always do.
True. The problem I now face, Swan, is you.
Me?
You know what I am. You verified my true skin, and you've rejected my offer to work in concert.
We do work in concert, and we have for years. I know what you really are. You know what I really am. Détente.
I believe it would be in my best interest to eliminate you entirely from this equation. I have snipers all around us. My people, or creatures, if you prefer. Every rifle sight is focused on you.
You won't give the orders to shoot.
And why not?
Because if my brethren fail to hear from me at least once in every 24-hour period, they will demolish this planet. Instantly. Obliterating every living thing, including insects, including you.
You're the dead hand. You're the signal.
It makes things simpler that way.
How can you possibly communicate with your home planet from 1,400 light years away?
In a way you or your heartless species could never understand, Rosemary.
You're bluffing.
I'm not. But there's only one way to find out. You'll have to decide if you're willing to take that risk.
Touché, Mr. Swan. You've won this hand.
It's not a victory. It's a stalemate. Goodbye, Rosemary.
Godspeed, Swan. Stand down. I repeat, stand down. Target cancelled.
Roger that, ma'am.
And send someone to get me a tea.
Roger that, ma'am.
Good evening, Dayton, Ohio. This is Evan Bell coming to you from the studios at WKOR. Welcome to UFOs Tonight, the show that tells it like it is about all things UFOs. Did you hear that weird sound? Tonight, we're going to scrutinize another shortwave recording, but this one is not from one of those mysterious number stations. How do I know? Because there's no numbers or letters anywhere in it, and the recording doesn't have any initial interval signal. Nope, this signal broadcasts 7 days a week, 24 hours a day from an unknown location. Our guest tonight, Lance Tucker, editor-at-large of Flying Saucer Weekly, has found evidence to suggest that this signal is actually a beacon, to guide interstellar aliens straight to our planet like an auditory lighthouse in the dark of the universe. We'll hear Tucker's theory in just a minute, but first, let's pay some bills and please our sponsors.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. What can I do you for?
Is this your field?
Well, that's what the property deed says, so I'm inclined to believe it.
Would you mind if I walked up to the top of that hillock?
Got no cattle grazing in this field right now, so I don't see why not. Not much of a view of the city from up there, though. If you're looking to see city lights, I'd advise you to go down the road about a mile or so.
I won't be looking down. I'll be looking up.
You one of them stargazers?
Something like that.
Feel free. But if you spot one of them UFO flying saucer things, give me a shout. I'll come running.
I'll be sure to do that. Thank you.
According to the map, we need to go south when we get to Denver. That's how we'll get to Albuquerque.
And we can pick up Route 66 from there?
That's what it shows.
Okay. How's he doing?
Fast asleep. Poor little thing is all worn out. Mr. Swan shouldn't have given him all that candy.
I think they had some kind of deal.
Well, it's bad for his teeth.
It's all gone now.
Do you have any regrets, Bobby?
You mean going on the run?
You gave up your job.
This is my job. Mr. Swan was real clear. Take you and Timmy far away and lay low. Those are my orders. He gave us this car just for that purpose.
What will you say to your father when we get to Santa Ana?
I don't know. I'll let the moment guide me.
You're sure about bringing me and Timmy with you?
My dad's a good man, Becky. I'm the prodigal son, not the other way around.
When we get to Arizona, I think we should take a detour to Las Vegas. We can head north from Kingman. It's not far.
You mean for a vacation stopover?
No, not exactly. I heard they have these drive-through chapels.
Drive-through chapel?
Mm-hmm. Where couples can get married.
You want to see one of those? Get a postcard for a souvenir?
I think it would sit better with your father if his only surviving son brought home a wife and not some penniless orphan girl he met on the road along with her kooky brother.
I want to understand this, so please be patient with me. Are you saying we should get married, Becky?
I'm suggesting it. Maybe you could give it some thought.
Yes.
Yes, you'll give it some thought?
No. Yes, I will marry you.
Because I'm pretty?
No. I mean, yes, you are pretty. Because it would be a privilege to raise the boy with you. Together, I think we could keep him safe. I don't love you yet, but I do like you. A lot. I appreciate how good you are to Timmy. How protective you are. And how brave you've been. I don't know a lot about these things, but I think if we both work at it, love will come in time.
So do I. Take my hand, Bobby Phillips, and don't you dare ever let go.
I won't.
Anastasia. Alexandra.
Bayou, bayou, ski bayou, ni las resia na crayou, gridiot sire ki bauchok, iu fuate. het zabacsok, hiódaisít válaszok, pátra hiddó mékusztó.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
The Signal is created by Cassandra Wells and Charlie Randazzo. Written by Cassandra Wells. Produced by Fred Greenhalgh and Marco Palmieri. Directed by Charlie Randazzo. Executive produced by Cassandra Wells, Daniel Kamen, Molly Barton, and Julian Yap. Performed by Daniel Kamen, Perry King, Marta Cross, Adam J. Smith, Tracy Winters, Time Winters, Harry Gawillam, Tom Beyer, Jeff Blumberg, Mark Irvingson, Jackson Gawillam, and Jennifer Taub. Sound design and editing by Charlie Randazzo. Music by Quiet on the Set. Additional cover art by Heather Mason. Production manager, Devin Shepard. Production coordinator, Angela Yee. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. You're listening to Adrenaline, The Signal. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away. Adrenaline is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepard. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Hosted by Neil Helligers. Audio editing by Angela Yee. Original theme by Marcus Bagala. Original cover art by Kendall Thomas. Find more shows like Adrenaline by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.